Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Survivor Specialist Alexa and officially McKenna are back. McKenna's here for the third week in a row, which is, I think, the most consistent we've had a guest on ever.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Specialist. So, welcome back, McKenna. How's it feel to be an official specialist?
Oh, am I not? I mean, I run your Patreon.
Yeah, that's bad. You definitely already were. But to the non-patrons who definitely should become patrons at patreon.com/survivorspecialists, welcome, McKenna. Though I can't welcome you anymore because you've been more consistent than Phil or I the past 3 weeks.
I am always happy to talk Survivor and talk Survivor with you guys. So let's get into this exciting episode.
Exciting episode. And as Jeff said in a commercials break, brutal tribal council. I don't know if it was, does Phil even go here? No, he doesn't. Phil is very fine. Has something outside of this podcast going on today. This tribal council was probably quite brutal for Lindsay. I felt really bad for her. I obviously we only got to know her so well, but I felt like I was just watching someone like have too much time on the beach. And this feels like a very modern Survivor situation to have happened.
Yeah. The downfall of Lindsay in all of like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Literally up and down in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I don't know. It felt like I really liked, or I enjoyed that one confessional where we really see it turn. I'm curious if that was the actual moment where she's like, it's just too easy. It's just going too well. I couldn't tell if that was like waiting for a, if it was, sorry, it's like something really loud going on outside my building. Wow. Okay. That must be thunderstorms or something. Anyways, I couldn't tell if it was just like, okay, we're waiting for a Beware advantage to pop up. Like, I actually thought that that was what was happening. But then it just so turned out that Lindsay got inside of her head too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I myself am a paranoid voter. Like, I never believe the name that I'm writing down is the correct one. Yeah. So, like, I feel Lindsay's pain, but you just have to go with it. And if you're the one voted out, it's just you. You have to trust your alliance and just go with it, especially if it's the first vote. If 4 people are telling you you're good and 2 don't talk to you, mm-hmm. okay. You know, you might get votes from them, but at least the 4 people. And then James still is pulling you aside, being like, just sit down, please.
Yeah.
Breathe. Like, you're good. And she still is going on. I'm like, this is not good. This yeah. is not who we thought Lindsay would play like.
And you bring up a good point. You only need 2 other people to talk to you, realistically. Like, I think the call out of the people who didn't talk to her was really, really odd. And poor Ryan's like, all right, I'll give it a shot. But for what it's worth, like, there was no obligation. And she had no obligation to talk to anybody else. Mm-hmm. It felt like Survivor just has this showed the importance of how much downtime there is, which I think is really cool, because you don't often hear a confessional of someone saying, like, I'm bored. Like, I don't know what to do. This is their version of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan was just like, I'm going to eat this papaya and then maybe talk to you afterwards. And Lindsay's like, what about while you're eating that papaya? And he's like, no.
Yeah, not at all. And I think the like this group that we thought we'd see, the 3 women and James, that ends up getting blown up and Lindsay gets sort of traded for Ryan here. And so Ryan ends mm-hmm. up voting separately from Gio. And we always thought the 2 of them were going to be super tight.
Yeah, exactly. But it's definitely James and Carla that are running Coco.
Absolutely running Coco. What do you think of Carla? I didn't get to hear last week, but Carla had a huge episode. She's awesome.
I love Carla. She is on many of my fantasy teams. I'm a big Carla fan. And I just wish I put her higher up in any rankings than Lindsay. I think I've given up on the power rankings because I just am horrible.
It's hard to be good at power rankings. And I think, I don't know about you, because I haven't input your power rankings yet because I haven't checked my email. I didn't expect Blue to go to the tribal council tonight.
I didn't even submit. I had NECA way too high and I had...
Wow, you gave up on week 3.
High. I was like, I've got to be out of the running.
That is really sad and quite disappointing considering it's only week 4, but I do get it. I genuinely thought the Blue tribe, the Coco tribe, was going to be completely safe yet again. And that very well in the case, if not for,
I think you hit your mic.
I know, I sure did. I saw that pop up.
There you go.
There we go. I'm back. That very well could have been the case if not for Noelle and Vessi collaborating / colluding with the Yellow tribe.
Yeah, that was some shifty business. I feel like Coco was already at a dislike for Red, and now they're really at a bigger dislike for Red. And I wouldn't put it on Yellow. I wouldn't put it on Baca for taking the information, Because, like, if they're offering it, why not just use it? We're not going to be like, no, we're going to play fair. Like, put it on Vessi for being like, hey, we're going to rig it so Yellow wins and you go actually go to a tribal council.
Yeah. And I don't know about you. I kind of liked it. I haven't watched Mean Survivor in a while.
I didn't
and
hate it.
It felt this episode was nice and petty, I gotta say.
Yeah, the tribal council was just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like everything had that just like undertone.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like Lindsay had the pettiness. The Red Tribe had a lot of, I don't know why. The Vessi had plenty of pettiness going over and purposely going to the Blue Tribe when they probably should have gone to the Yellow Tribe to get some stuff. But Cody, with his massive sales skills, pulls it out. I was mocking him. And then as soon as he says, but I'm a sales guy, I was like, oh my God, he's going to pull this off.
My note here is Cody is a G. So like,
not wrong.
When he was just like, yeah, so I want your machete after having a confessional of like, I might just mess stuff up just for fun, cause chaos and take their machete when my whole tribe doesn't want me to. But then he was like, never ask for what you want, because then they'll be glad to give you what you actually want. I was like,
bruh, so good. It was
he
so
looks like he has coconuts in his head when he's sharp. He's sharp.
He is sharp. It would have been, and it would have been too easy if he just told his tribe like, hey guys, I'm going to start with machete and then swindle them into the fishing gear and some limes, which I'm actually sure. First, I was like, what the hell do you need limes for? But then I realized they don't have any seasoning. Like all they're eating is the same stuff over and over again. So limes are actually probably lovely with a coconut and some tequila, as Cody unfortunately was not able to take. I loved it. Yeah, I thought it was great. Cody is proving to be like a wild player that genuinely does know what he's doing, even though he refuses to tell us that. And that's really fun.
Do you think we had the steel thing because there was no Shipwheel Island this episode?
That could be it. I really liked that we had two challenges. We haven't had two challenges in like a thousand years.
Reward? Just reward challenge?
Yeah.
We had one. I think they do like one in a season in the tribal phase, because we had one in 42, because I think that's where Heather got really emotional.
Yeah.
And that was strictly reward or something like that.
Yeah.
And now we had just another reward challenge. That's stuff I miss, is just we're supposed to have two challenges.
Exactly. And I feel like we got plenty of content from the characters. I feel like I learned a lot about them.
Cassidy spoke.
Oh, she sure did. And it's very exciting for Cassidy. Yeah, I really like, I don't know why I said actually, I guess I'm saying that because we haven't been given a lot of her. Mm-hmm. I was really excited to see them pull the wool over Gio, because I love getting rid of the person who's mildly overconfident. But Cassidy's in a great spot right here. I think Carla
might be the third to Carla and James.
Yeah, it seems like Ryan came in sort of at the last moment. I was actually really surprised that Ryan ended up voting for Gio. To go backwards, though, how'd you feel about this reward? What did you think about it? 10 fish and raiding a tribe.
I thought it was fine. Like, I thought it was balanced. I don't think they were like unfair or anything like that. I think 10 fish for one tribe, that's hypothetically two tribes, but two fish per person on a tribe if you're Baka,
it's
more if you're Vessi, and then like a little less if you're if you're Coco, but like still 10 fish is pretty good.
Yeah, it's a lot. And then what do you think of Vessi not taking the fish?
I thought it was smart, because while we could relive our Panama days and do the sushi, I think the toolkit could be more advantageous and you still get a little bit of sustenance with the fruit, plus you get the fishing gear that you're going to raid. I think all of that is so much better than 10 fish and that you have to use as sushi, and the camp raid.
I loved the sushi moment between Noelle and Cody. And I liked that because it wasn't like a thing. It wasn't like, oh my God, Cody's so annoying. It was like, no, dude, we can't just like have 10 fish like just sitting out for a while with without any form of refrigeration.
10 raw fish. Like
I'm sushi is delicately sushi fan,
okay. But like you also don't just have a salmon fillet and eat it. Like this
that's not sushi. without any just like you just take it to the face. Like there's nothing, absolutely no form of preparation. Yeah. I don't know how to make sushi, but I assume it is a little bit more cared for than whatever they did to the 10 fish that were given to Vessi. And now it is very unclear where these fish are. So they definitely made the right choice.
They could trade it in. Someone else could trade it in. Can we get those 10 fish that Vessi didn't get?
Yeah.
But and they don't know it because when they raided Coco, they were like, so how's that fish without that flint going? And then he's just like, yeah, we're good. Keep moving. I'm going to take your machete. You hit your mic again. No.
How about now?
Yes.
Okay, I need to just like not move this. How about now?
Yeah, you're good. Okay.
I see my volume pop up whenever something happens. So just you know, I don't do anything. I was like, why did they get a bowl of fruit? Or basket of fruit. All they've been eating is coconut. So I feel like even more fruit is just not going to be good for them. But then I realized every other reward that there's been is useless without a machete or without flint. And I don't think I realized that they didn't have machetes. That's brutal.
Yeah. They do have machetes. They just don't have their flint.
Then why? Oh, so Cody just wanted to take the machete and have two machetes?
To just mess with Coco so they didn't have a machete.
Oh yeah, that's like messed up.
Striking the flint without the machete. Like what are you gonna do?
Yeah, so
he just wanted to really hurt them, and like the rest of the tribe is just like, let's not.
Yeah, literally like let's not. And all of them, they're making good points. Like, but I think when Cody wants something, that's just the way it's gonna go. And it would have made a lot more sense. Well, actually, I can't say that because Cody got what they wanted and more. I wish we got to see the payoff of him coming back with the limes and whatever else they got. But Joy makes a good point. He's like, you know, there's more strategy than this. And Noelle was saying that too. She said, we're eventually going to have to play with these people. This is a long game. But whatever, it doesn't matter because then they end up just pissing them off again. I really like this. We haven't seen tribes hate each other. Not hate each other, but just like actually view themselves as their own entities in a while. I think Survivor has gotten like too meta. And it's really nice to be like, no, screw these people. Like, I don't want to work with them. Let's get them all to vote each other out. So that was fun.
I'm just waiting for the Gabler go home episode because we're just getting these moments and moments and moments of Gabler just like putting palm fronds on top of people and saying it's a blanket in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And then like sluggishly finishing a challenge or, you know, we're just stacking Gabler versus Ellie moments here.
Yeah. And the, you know, the snipping at each other at the fire, like that's just two strong personalities. And they both seem to be really aware of it. The palm fronds thing is like not good.
Woven, it's not going to do anything for you.
Yeah. Hope this keeps you warm.
And then it was raining either, where he's trying to like layer a bunch on them. Like there was no good reason.
Yeah. And based on the lighting, it seemed like it was probably like 4 o'clock in the morning. Like it was entering sunrise time.
Ellie was just like, no, I don't want it. I want to go back to sleep. You woke me up.
Yeah. And then Sammy's talking to her like under the thing. That was really funny. And you see, like, it's kind of like when you're annoyed at your sibling, like you could even see during the challenge, like they were all snipping at him, even when he wasn't even doing anything particularly wrong, like him screaming like, yes, 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 well, you got it. Like you can't do that. But
especially when the other tribes can be like, wait, okay, got it. And then they can finish maybe ahead of you. So like,
yeah, exactly. And I liked that everyone was knocking down their squares and triangles.
Like, all right. Them knocking the puzzles down, they're still falling in place.
Yeah, I don't think anyone knocked them down hard enough to like blow it all up. Yeah, that's a good point. That is true. Maybe people just assumed like, oh, they fell, so we can't figure it out. But you're right. It's not like anyone.
They just went like this. So the top two, the bottom two. I mean, you might have to like play with placement.
Yeah.
Like, orientation, but like you know which pieces go in what slot.
Did you catch Ellie? After they won, Ellie sidekicked her, like their triangle, a la Michelle Fitzgerald when she wins challenges.
I missed it, but she could never be Michelle. Speaking of Michelle, she's back on the challenge. Catch John and I covering the challenge over on the Patreon.
Absolutely incredible transition. I was really hoping you were going to take that. Where are we at? Is this the premiere of the challenge?
Yeah, so it's the premiere of the challenge. Phil recapped one of the seasons of the challenge, hated it. So I took it over to the Patreon. John is with me, and Annabelle helped cover that over on the main channel here. So we have her on for the premiere as well. So getting the band back together and talking the challenge. Jay is also there, and a bunch of other reality stars, Love Islanders, challengers.
Any love boaters?
No love boaters. Because we don't know who they are yet.
Not yet. Yeah, they, Jay and Michelle, are ride or dies, right?
Ride or dies, yes.
Love that for them. I know all Phil told me was how much he hated the challenge, and I've still yet to watch it, but I feel like I would like it, but I have no idea.
I just did my birthday party challenge themed. It was great.
That's so fun. I love that. That's very creative. What else do we have here? So we've talked a little bit.
Just kind of, I guess, the aftermath of NECA was like the only thing we really haven't touched on, where Cody was just like, yeah, it was horrible voting her out. It was like this bad thing, then that bad thing, then this horrible thing happened. And like, now we're here.
Yeah. And it was like, none of those things were even, it was like the net feeling is the same, but you dumped NECA. NECA didn't dump you. Like, you dumped her. So yeah. I don't know. And I think Carla did this and Gio did this. It's like the analogies, kind of for the sake of having analogies. Sometimes they're good, but other times it's like, maybe you're just sad that you voted out NECA. And that's okay. You can be sad. Yeah. Also, Forrest, I'm sadly not going on the love boat. Maybe next season. It does. I'm not a cruise gal, but I would go on a boat in the Mediterranean. That's an easy sell for me. I had something to say and I completely forgot.
Come on, Forrest.
I know. Well, that's what I get for reading it. I don't know. Do you have anything while I'm trying to think of this?
The obvious of, so let's go back to them losing. Gio immediately throws out Cassidy. And I was like, yeah, seems legit because we started hearing from Cassidy. I figured she was the one that was going to be going. And then Cassidy and Lindsay were like, so Gio. And I was like, oh, because it was like, it can't be that easy where everyone is like, we agree on Cassidy. And then Lindsay starts freaking out, and I'm just shocked at what I'm seeing.
So I'm so shocked. I really thought it was going to be clear cut for Gio. And I actually thought walking in tribal council, it was still going to be for that. They'd give her another chance, but it must have been so bad that it didn't feel worth it.
Because I would have still gotten rid of Gio, who thought he was this big threat and who might be a big threat, instead of Lindsay, who like the whole tribe could then agree on for a second vote and get her out.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder if they just never approached Gio, and I assume they didn't based on his reaction to who went home. Well, I wonder if they never approached him because they thought either he would try to blow it up and go to Lindsay about it, or he would just say, no, I still want Cassidy to go home. So now Gio is in a position where he's the only person who didn't vote with the majority, but he's still probably quite tight with Ryan. This is giving Gio actually a little bit more power potentially, because now they only need to pull one other person. But I don't know if he'd be able to pull like James or Cassidy or Carla to vote with him. But I guess not Cassidy.
Yeah, because he's in the preview. I stayed around for the preview this time. In
nice
preview,
job. Me too.
He's like, Cassidy, you're on the bottom of this ship. And meanwhile, he voted wrong when Cassidy was in the majority. So
Cassidy is famously not on the bottom at this moment.
Yeah. And then we've got potentially another two advantages coming into the game, because Owen finds something. And then there's Shipwheel Island again.
Yes. And who goes? Jesse goes, and
I thought it was Sammy.
Sammy and maybe Gio. I couldn't tell from the blue thread.
I couldn't see it either. But a potential another two advantages. So we'll get maybe Owen's quest for beads next episode.
Yes, I know. I hope they do it again, but I hope they do it in something else other than the beads. Mm-hmm. But I guess they would keep it just because Carla and Cody both had to do it.
Yeah. I think they'll change whatever the beware advantage is like once the merge happens, and mm-hmm. it'll be something else, but they can do like the beads or like get something from every person next season as well. Cause they wouldn't have seen this season.
Oh yeah, that's true. Also next season they have the like idol cage.
Yeah, the bird cage.
Bird cage. Yeah. I was like, is it a chicken? Why do I have chicken in my brain? The beware advantages, I hope they continue them and force them to change every single season or every single round. Yeah, and now people are just like, if anybody says anything weird ever, people will be like, oh my God, they have a beware advantage or they lost their vote. Mm-hmm. So that I feel
it
like that
adds an extra level of paranoia to future games.
Yeah. Absolutely. Which I love. I'm here for the paranoia. I'm here for the pettiness. Forrest wants to talk about the tribes helping each other. We kind of already did, but I really, really like it. Mm-hmm. I'm watching Philippines for the first time in forever. And it's really cool to see like the anguish that Matt Singh has versus the other two tribes. And no one's really working together quite yet, but the tribes in Modern Survivor haven't felt like standalone tribes. This feels like that, and I really like that.
Yeah, because we have a lot of blending of tribes with like Shipwheel Island, this steal from camp. This definitely felt like we are excluding this one tribe. We will be helping you, but I wonder what would have happened if, say, Coco was in the middle.
Yeah, very good point.
Would they have like moved to their mat? Would they have moved over? Would they have yelled across? Like, who knows?
Yeah.
Would they have helped Coco?
I know. And now Coco's as even as they can get at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's 5-5-4. So are we cool with Coco now? Or is this just going to be...
Well, Coco is not cool.
They are not cool with anybody at all. Yeah. And they're in that situation where if they go to the merge, they're down. And that's happened mm-hmm. in previous seasons. So it's going to be really fun to navigate like their saltiness with everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So this is going to be fun. I remembered what I was going to say. This, I don't know what the stats on this are in the past, but only women have gone home so far, which
yes,
big time sucks. Yeah. So I'm curious how often this has happened. I cannot imagine much at all, if not ever. We also saw James have a pretty, I'm not going to say strong reaction, but like James had a reaction when he saw that NECA went home. So mm-hmm. I'm glad that they're not straying away or just like not ignoring the fact that
Stat King, people are going home. Andy Vogel, third time in history.
Wow. Okay. Third time in history. That's pretty crazy considering there are 43 seasons. So what do you
Gabon
think?
Gabon and Panama.
Gabon and Panama. That sounds about right.
Timbertina started all.
May she rest so much. I love her.
I know. The second Panama reference.
So necessary to bring her up after season 43, episode 4 recap.
If you want to see them cover Panama, please go in the archives.
Go into the archives. You can do it for free. You don't even have to be a patron. okay, so last thing. Going into next episode, from each tribe, where do you think everyone stands? Who do you think is in the most trouble on each tribe?
Vessi, I think maybe Dwight might be in more trouble than Noel because, like, Jesse was feeling unsure about him. Mm-hmm. But definitely Cody and Jesse are locked, and it's whatever they choose between Dwight and Noel. I think Gio is probably in trouble on Blue with Carla and James leading it. And then I want to say Gabler's in trouble, but Sammy might just stick strong to the boys, and it's Ellie.
Yeah, and Gabler has that idol, and I hope Phil's listening. He's got it, and he knows what to do with it. So it's his game to lose if they go to tribal council. And Noel has that seal of vote. The interesting thing is Dwight's aware of it, and I don't think Dwight and Noel have the tie that Cody and Jesse have to each other. So I'm curious to see if they sort of try to branch off and maybe try to pull Jesse from Cody, because I don't think anyone's annoyed with Cody, but I think everyone could buy in easily to, like, this guy's a wild card.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So definitely going to be interesting. Who knows, McKenna, maybe you will come podcast next week at this rate. It wouldn't be shocking.
I'm here for it. Let's go.
What are you doing for all of the people who are in Patreon world?
Well, you guys should definitely follow us on the Discord, because that's where you will get updates on when certain podcasts drop, because definitely a lot of our priorities are focused on watching Survivor, and then a lot of things happen at the same time. So we won't be podcasting about The Amazing Race or The Challenge directly after the episode airs. So stay tuned on the Discord for all that. But yeah, The Challenge and The Amazing Race are the things that we've got going on over there on the Patreon.
So become a $20 patron at patreon.com/survivorspecialist. You can also become a $10, $5, and a $1 patron, but you
the
really
Discord
get
is open to all.
It is.
And we chat live about the show going on. There's a West Coast channel, there's an Amazing Race channel, The Challenge, like, it's all there over on the Discord.
It's a lot more fun than having a Twitter or a Facebook account, because it's only your group. It's all good. So join the Discord. If you don't know how to do that, message us however you know how to. Phil and I will be back to do our predictions at some point next week. It is still a little unclear. Phil and I should be back to recap next week, but that's not 100% sure. So McKenna's going to make sure we both have plans so the McKenna can podcast solo next week. Well, and that's how that's going to go.
It'll just be John and I now taking over the main.
Yes, slowly, all the patrons slowly taking over. One thing I forgot for all of those, for those of you keeping track at home, a lot of props happened tonight. James, Janine, Lindsay, Ellie, Gio, and Cassidy all sat out. I don't think anyone's at 3 sit-outs quite yet. Noel, Dwight, Jesse, and Cody all got a reward. Noel blurred her mouth when she said I'm not eating effing sushi. Mm-hmm. Cody got the episode title again. So if you had Cody, then good job, you get him twice. Lindsay went home with 5 votes or less, and I think Lindsay did not have a confessional on every episode that she was in. So sucks if you picked that. McKenna
is doing his reaction podcast. It will be sometime this upcoming week, somewhere in there before the next episode. He will upload that to the Patreon. So become a $20 patron.
Yes. Thank you, Forrest, for asking that. He is doing that, just not tonight and very likely not tomorrow morning, but some point before he and I do our predictions and power rankings for the final 14. We are now at the, I guess, potentially last vote of the pre-merge, which is always really wild to me when there's 14 people.
So if you have questions for Phil, post it in the live chat right now, because I will give them to him after we end.
Yes, please do. Please do. This is your chance for me to stall for a few more seconds before I hit the end broadcast button. Dwight said Jeffrey. I missed that, Andy.
Yes.
You're probably right, because you're always right. I will look into that, and I will consult with Phil if Jeffrey counts, because Jeffrey is what I assume his birth name is, but Mr. Jeff also counted. So let me consult with Phil. McKenna, if you have anything else, now's your chance. Thank you so much for coming on. Everybody, become a patron. Thank you, McKenna, for being in the three-timer in a row club. It's great to have you here. And hope everyone has a wonderful rest of their evening. Bye.